He twirls my ponytail in his fingers. Emily's eyes narrow. I mumble something idiotic and run for the bathroom. I heave lunch into the toilet, then wash my face with the ice water that comes out of the hot faucet. Heather does not come looking for me.
Now it is flirting with some girls Melinda knows, and it turns out that its name is Andy Evans. Judging by the way the girls are acting around him, it's clear that he's good-looking and popular. Did you notice how Andy twirled Melinda's hair in his fingers as he talked? I wonder if they went out before. It seems weird that some guy would just walk up and start twirling her hair. I guess we have to keep reading to find out. Let's continue on page 91 with the section Dark Art.
Dark Art. The cement slab sky hangs inches above our heads. Which direction is east? It has been so long since I've seen the sun, I can't remember. Turtlenecks creep out of bottom drawers. Turtle faces pull back into winter clothes. We won't see some kids until spring. Mr. Freeman is in trouble. Big time. He gave up paperwork when the school board X'd out his supply budget. They have caught up with him. Teachers just handed in the second marking period grades, and Mr. Freeman gave out 210 A's. Someone smelled a rat. Probably the office secretary. I wonder if they called him down to principal's office and put this on his permanent record. He has stopped working on his canvas, the painting we all thought was going to be this awesome, earth-shattering piece of art that would be auctioned for $1 million. The art room is cold, Mr. Freeman's face a shade of gray-purple. If he wasn't so depressed, I'd ask him what the name of that color is. He just sits on his stool, a blue broken cricket husk. No one talks to him. We blow on our fingers to warm them up and sculpt or draw or paint or sketch or, in my case,